Now, before I get back to the Palestrina and play it for you again so that we can see if we can hear any kind of grouping on the surface, I want to talk about the fact that some pieces of music are virtually ametric, meaning that they don't have clear meter or even clear beats. And this is not non-musical. For example, if you go to a bar and the cocktail pianist sits down and begins playing something like this. Certainly the pianist is not trying to play something with a strong beat. The bar owner or restaurateur has already told them, if you play with a steady beat, it distracts the customers, they listen too much to you, their bodies start to move, they don't eat as many pretzels, they don't get as thirsty, they don't buy as many drinks. So this kind of, oh, vaporous background music is to the preference of the entrepreneur who runs the shop and frankly creates an environment without drawing your bodies in. All right, there's a case where we don't hear a clear beat and we certainly don't hear a clear meter. To a rather more sublime musical example, I would turn to something called plain chant, that is, the music of the medieval Catholic Church. I would play you a Kyrie from the Mass for Septuagesima Sunday, which means literally 70 days. This is actually to be sung on the ninth Sunday before Easter. And while we listen to this gloriously beautiful Kyrie, I want you to ask yourselves, can I find a beat? And if you can find a beat, can I find a meter? I think you might be rather hard put to find either for reasons we'll talk about in a moment. Yeah, to hear meter, we first have to be able to hear beat. And to hear beat in this, you would have to have sharper ears than mine, my friends. Now, there's two reasons why this music does not have a recognizable beat, and certainly why there are no meters. The first is the liturgical reason. The medieval church felt that music that stimulated the body, dance music, was the province of barbarity. It can only make one think of those things below the waist which are antithetical to praise and worship, and therefore instrumental music, dance music, anything that evoked this kind of barbaric human response was forbidden for music in the church. That's the first reason why we don't hear strong rhythms in this kind of music. And the second is a purely practical one. This music was meant as an aspect of prayer, and therefore the words come first. And so the rhythms are all a function of vocal declamation. The words create the rhythm. There is not some a priori body rhythm pounding away in us. Rather, the words, the declamation, the diction of the singers determines the rhythms. So here is a case where we're not going to get a beat, and we're certainly not going to get a meter. Now back to the Palestrina, which is church music, but church music of a much later age, when these problems with rhythm and meter have been greatly reduced. We know we heard a very slight beat in the Pope Marcellus Mass in the Agnus Dei. Now let's see if we can hear a noticeable meter. Again, whether you can or can't becomes immaterial. Let's just try to see if we can hear groupings in two or three.